Why am I friends with so many Cleveland Browns fans? They're so happy. But the Antonio Brown thing is he produces and he practices hard. Because it's the one Cleveland team I'm not a fan of, right? Because
you're from Akron, bro.
Well, I mean, I don't got Akron on my damn Twitter. Like, I just...
but you're...
Listen.
Cleveland fans. They're gonna... It's the same thing I go with David with the Cowboys. Because he's a Mavs, Stars, and Rangers fan, you're gonna follow Cowboy fans. It's just gonna happen.
Right. And it's been cute to follow Browns fans. Like, it was cute for a while, and now it's just like, oh... And listen, I don't have any ill will toward the Cleveland Browns. I just wasn't raised a loser. And so, I gotta stop saying I'm so much. I have nothing against the Cleveland Browns, but someone posted their lineup, and I was like, okay, so I really want to go back and look at these Twitters for all these celebrating the signing of Kareem Hunt and be like, I don't want to see nothing about Kareem in your timeline unless you come with us. Now, do I think Kareem Hunt deserves a second chance? Yes, but like Cleveland Browns fans acting like that ain't even happened, first off. Second off, let's get to OBJ. We done beat around that bush way too little.
So, Odell Beckham Jr. was traded by the New York Football Giants. But he was traded, and they got back Jabril Peppers, who's been a decent safety, and they needed to cover for the fact that they let Landon Collins just walk. And they also got back the number 19 pick in this year's draft and, I believe, what, a third-round pick in this year's draft as well?
It was the number 17 pick this year and a third-round pick. Okay. Like,
there you go.
I don't remember what the pick was, but...
Yeah, it was third round, but... I mean, it's a bigger haul than what the Steelers got.
Yes, but I want to go a different direction.
All right, go ahead.
So, last year, the Giants took Saquon Barkley number 2 overall, and David, from your show, the House of Shambles podcast, good friend of mine, would pull my hair out if I had to talk to him right now about this, because I know what he would say. So, you pick... Saquon Barkley number 2. And the whole reasoning behind that was is we can get a quarterback in next year's draft. We have 1 year left with Eli. And we have Evan Engram and Sterling Shepard and Odell Beckham Jr. Fast forward a year. You still have like the fourth or I think they have picks like 6. Like what pick did the Giants have in the first round? I think they have 4. So you still only have the fourth pick, and there's still only, in my opinion, 2 quarterbacks in this draft that are worth a damn taking that high, maybe, and that's Haskins and Murray. So what happens if they don't get Haskins or Murray? That means you drafted a running back in a draft that was full of quarterbacks that projected to at least be good. You got a running back who you're going to have to pay lots of money to in 4 years after you do all the other stuff, and you just traded your best wide receiver, and you decided to keep Eli for another year. And because he was like not terrible at the end of the season, like this makes no sense. Like you let your best safety go. Eli Apple left and he did really well in New Orleans, even though they had to have like security guarding that dude. Like, what are the Giants doing? To that question, the Browns. Congratulations. The Browns stopped. The Browns are like, it's like opposite day. Like the Browns are like, hey, we're going to fleece people and we're going to start making good moves. The Browns offense looks scary. I've been on record saying I'm a Baker guy. But people told me the Browns are going to win the AFC North last year. Now, do they have a legit? Yes, they do this year. Like I said it last year, I said they're 1 year away. We have no idea if Freddie Kitchens can coach an entire football team. We know that Baker has an interesting personality, which I like. And then now you have Odell. So let's see if they can put it.
We're back. We had some small technical difficulties, but we're back, and this is the Kicker in the Outlaw, and Jesse had just got done talking about his little rant about the New York Giants and what they're doing. Technical difficulties, but we're back.
Hold on. Why is this playing in the background?
And Jesse had just got done talking. Okay. Sorry. I don't know why I was playing in the background, but Like I said, Jesse just got done talking about the Giants. So, my thing, the Giants are going to be trash, but they're doing this thing, I guess they're doing this rebuild the correct way, I guess you could say. Like, they're, like, just getting draft picks and young players and getting rid of all their headaches, and now you just need to draft a quarterback. So, now that you have another first-round pick this year, you have no excuses of either one, trading up, or two, drafting a quarterback where you sit currently, and then drafting another player, probably a defensive pass rusher at 17. And then in the third round, go get you another corner to replace Eli Apple. That's what I would do. But
I'm glad you said the thing about them trading up, because this is the one thing that helps them. Is if you're going to trade Odell, now you have two first-round picks that you can package together if you absolutely think that you should go get that number one pick. So, yeah, that was my only comment on that. But everything else you said is absolutely spot on. Unfortunately, I wish you would say some dumb stuff so I could argue with you.
Hey, I'm not an idiot, bro.
But like, that's why you have a show with David.
Shots fired, bro. I'm glad he listened.
By who?
You.
Oh, that's my boy. But David, no, he say dumb stuff all the damn time. Like, I tell him to his face. He lucky he off work tonight.
Yeah, he is.
Like, you know the conversation we have about Mariota and how it's never his fault? We literally had that conversation Sunday night when we worked together. He was like, dude, Mariota, and it's no fault of his own. I'm like, okay. You're right, David. I love that guy, though, like, because I can always – the great thing about David is there is always an argument to be had, because he is always going to come with something that I'm going to disagree with, and I'm like, awesome. So, yeah, shots fired, but it's friendly shots fired. It's like we're playing paintball. Like, you know, got him a couple times, not real bullets.
I mean, and sometimes he'll get me, and I won't even realize it, but sometimes with him it's like, he'll end up in a good point, but it's so biasly in nature that you're like, oh, God, I don't even know if I take you seriously right now. Like his Jacksonville take last year. It was so in biased nature, but he was so spot on with it.
That just because he happened to be right.
And that's still the problem, so, why Nick Foles isn't going to be good. And I kind of just parlayed this into more NFL free agency talk, but Nick Foles signs a 4-year, $88 million deal to go down to Jacksonville to be their starting quarterback. Who's he going to throw the ball to? He doesn't have probably the top five tight end in the league, doesn't have a good number one receiver, and doesn't have a, like, and then he has a good running back, give him that, but he literally, and then Aguilar wasn't bad. And so you got three targets that are better than anything Jacksonville has.
I really want Nick Foles to do well. I really do. But I haven't seen his – I've only seen him be good in, like, the 1 year when no one had any tape on him, and then the two times at the end of the year when nobody was. So we'll see. But he can't be worse than Blake Bortles. Like, right?
I mean, he could, but I don't think so. Even his time in what was it, the Rams, and then the beginning of last year, I think he's still a better quarterback regardless than Blake Bortles. I think Blake Bortles can throw the ball, but I don't think he's there mentally. Like, I don't think he makes good decisions. I could be wrong. I don't watch enough Jacksonville games. But of the ones I do watch, like the Cowboys game last year, it's just like, what are you doing? Like, why is that a good idea? You're down four touchdowns and you're throwing a jump ball in triple coverage. Like, why is that a good idea?
It's like he thinks the same things. Yeah, it's like he thinks the same things that he did at Central Florida are going to help him in the NFL. And it's not, because against weaker competition, that helps. Yes, scout team, I called UCF opponents weaker competition. Sue me. No, but, I mean, Nick, I didn't think he was going to get that deal. But I'm not really surprised, because Jacksonville's desperate. And so, I guess transitioning into, like, you know, we were going to talk about which quarterback was going to do best out of the new quarterbacks. Can I go, like, none of them?
I mean, you can.
Like,
but...
did the Dolphins get a quarterback yet?
Nope.
All right. And so the new quarterbacks are, where did Case Keenum go anywhere?
Yes. Oh, why can I not remember that off the top of my head? Hold on, give me a second. He got traded to Washington. There we go.
Oh yeah. That's right. He's gonna get the play. He's gonna get the play until Alex Smith's, like, broken leg heals, and if whatever. Like, Washington is so terrified of getting a quarterback after getting RG3 and Kirk Cousins. Like, they stay out here signing veterans. They signed Donovan McNabb that one time. That didn't work. They signed. That kind of worked. Okay, maybe that's only two.
I don't even remember that. But I'm okay with this, honestly. I mean, he's a younger version of Alex Smith. Right? Agree?
Yeah. I mean, he plays the same way. He fits the offense. I mean, they didn't, like, way overpay for him. I mean,
sixth-round pick. I mean,
what else was Washington... Yeah, and Washington's not going to have a stupid high draft pick. And this quarterback draft is awful. Like, I was reading all the stuff on all these quarterbacks. And there's another argument